Okay, our friends. Today we are reading a story which is very, very pretty. And every now and then we find a story that's just lovely.
I want to see those pictures. What are those pictures?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's just beautiful. So we can see in this book that there are some, the artwork is just gorgeous. It's a William Joyce book. We read a couple of his before. This one is called The Man in the Moon.
And what was his first story that we ever read?
You know, I can't really remember, but they're gorgeous books, right?
Turn the page. Yeah. Front color.
Let's do it. So if you get a chance, friends, grab these books because they're gorgeous. Well, you can see this is, it tells, I think when we read the book, we'll know more, but it says the Moon Clipper's swift transformation from ship to moon. And you can kind of see how it looks like a ship, and then it becomes the moon. I think we're going to find out when we read this book some of the very interesting things that might be in this story. But it's a bedtime story, so snuggle in, you guys, and let's find out what this story is all about, The Man in the Moon. And it's read today by Mommy and
Hakapasi.
Hakapasi. Ready? Of course you know the guardians of childhood. You've known them since before you can remember, and you'll know them till your memories are like twilight. Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, the Sandman, the Easter Bunny, and others. But the very first one...
Wait, Easter Bunny?
Mm-hmm.
Tooth Fairy? What's the guy on the very top? What's the very top guy?
Mim.
Who's Mim?
We don't know for sure. We can...
Sandman?
No, yeah, he's next to him.
Oh, Mim.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Frost, Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
And who is Mim?
Let's find out.
Is Mim the man on the moon?
Let's find out, shall we? Mm. But the very first one was the man in the moon. Many once upon a times ago, the man in the moon began his journey. It was during the golden age, a glorious time of hope and happiness and dreams that would come true. As a baby, the man in the moon had everything a child could need. His father showed him the wonders of the heavens through his telescope, while the moon-bot crew whistled a jolly toot 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 to every passing ship. By the light of the giant glowworms, his mother read to him from her primer of planets. As the moon mice hushed one another so they could listen too, and he had a devoted little friend named Nightlight to watch over him. Together...
Where's Nightlight? Where's Nightlight? What do you think Nightlight is? What do you think he looks like?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out as we read.
Okay.
Together they all sailed from one peaceful planet to another in their beautiful ship, the Moon Clipper. Look. At night, the Moon Clipper was designed to turn into a moon. So, Nightlight called the baby the little man in the moon, or Mim for short. And we can see the ship transforming just like we did at the very beginning. It looks like a big round ball of a ship, with huge golden wings spread out around it. And as it rotates, it tucks the wings into it so that they are no longer big fluffy sails and wings, but just a little planet. Or a moon, I guess I should say. Just a little moon. Nightlight never slept, And every night he sprinkled dream sand over Mim. Night light, bright light, sweet dreams I bestow. Sleep tight all night, forever I will glow. And as long as Nightlight watched over him, Mim was safe from nightmares. But darkness came to the Golden Age. It came in the shifting shape of Pitch, the king of nightmares. He had heard of the boy who never had a nightmare, and this he could not abide. So he vowed to make that boy his own, a prince of nightmares. In search of Mim, Pitch sailed in his nightmare galleon on waves of fear, plundering planets, extinguishing stars, and scuttling every airship that crossed his path. Mim's parents knew of the perfect place to hide, an uncharted little green and blue planet in a distant galaxy. It was called Earth, and it had no moon. The moon clipper glided into deepest silence, speeding away from Pitch's darkness. Suddenly, out of the gloom, the nightmare galleon appeared, so close to Mim, who could see Pitch standing on the bow.
"Toot, toot,"
asked the innocent baby.
"Where is that oh-so-innocent child who has never heard of a nightmare?"
Pitch demanded, glaring straight at Mim. Then he signaled the attack. Mim's parents commanded Nightlight to take the baby to a hidden nursery deep in the darkest tunnels of the ship. "But first you must kneel and take this oath," they said. Their voices rang out through the smoldering smoke and flame.
"Watch o'er our child. Guide him safely from the ways of harm. Keep happy his heart, brave his soul, and rosy his cheeks. Guard his heart with hopes and dreams. Guard with your life his hopes and dreams. For he is all that we have, all that we are, and all that we will ever be."
Battle rocked the moon clipper as Nightlight rushed Mim to safety. Seeing a tear on the frightened child's cheek, he took it and held it close to his heart. Fiercely, he repeated his oath. Then he felt a searing pain. When he opened his hand, the tear had changed into a brilliant diamond, sharp as a dagger.
"Remember me in dreams,"
he whispered to Mim as he flickered away to face Pitch. The galaxies have never known such a battle. Mim's parents and their crew fought valiantly, but they were all overwhelmed at last. Mim's parents were captured, and all seemed lost. Nightlight knew what he must do. Whatever the cost, Mim must not become a prince of nightmares. With the diamond dagger held aloft, Nightlight flew bravely forward. He aimed the weapon at Pitch's heart. There was a blinding flash, then a great explosion. And in the picture, we can see the explosion, can't we? Mm-hmm. When all was still, Mim crawled to the surface.
"Toot, toot,"
he whispered. His parents didn't answer. He looked around him. Pitch and his galleon had vanished. The beautiful hull of the moon clipper had been blasted away. It was now just a moon and would never sail again.
"Toot,"
he called once more and listened. Again, no answer came. Finally, he looked up at the sky. He saw a group of new stars shimmering above him. He stared at them until he was sure his mother and father were there, far away, but still there.
Where did Nightlight go?
But what of noble little Nightlight? The baby glimpsed a shooting star as bright as dream sand, and it fell to earth. Slowly, the remaining moonbots, moon mice, and giant glowworms surrounded Mim. The only words he knew were toot toot. So he said them over and over again. Gently, they lifted Mim up and carried him into the tunnels of the moon. The baby looked up at the sky and waved, gazing longingly at his parents' constellation. Now, he truly was the little man in the moon.
What happened to Nightlight?
Mim's new life had many comforts. Let's find out. Mim's new life had many comforts. Every night, one of the lunar moths would circle the moon with Mim on its soft, woolly back. He'd stay awake long enough to see his parents' constellation, and then he'd dream. He'd sleep and dream of Nightlight and their gentle golden age. As time passed, the moon became a planet-sized playground for the boy. There was so little gravity that with one hop, he could bounce over the tallest mountain. After a long day of adventuring, dinners were always a treat. Lunar ice cream, comet surprise, space juice nectarine. And each meal was lit by a school of starfish that swam through the evening sky.
And these aren't the starfish that are shaped like stars and lay in the ocean.
No.
They're the kind of...
They have cute little smiles and great big eyes, but they look like fish, don't they?
And they're stars. Mm-hmm. That's
more. Yeah. As young Mim wandered through the moon's tunnels, he discovered the primer his mother used to read to him. Do you know what a primer is? It's a book that they use in primary school. It's an early education book. In the book was something he had completely forgotten, the little green and blue planet. He ran to his father's telescope. As he peered into it, he remembered the long-ago shooting star that had fallen to Earth. But it was not Nightlight he found.
There are children on Earth! Children like me!
He cried. Years went by, and the man in the moon was no longer a little boy. His new friends on Earth were very far away, but their lost balloons often floated up to the moon. Mim found that if he held them to his ear, he could hear the hopes and dreams of the children who had lost them. He listened carefully. Soon, he had a whole collection of lost balloons. Have you ever wondered what happens to a balloon if you let go of it and it goes up into the sky?
No.
Well, apparently it goes to the man moon. Mim learned that sometimes the children just needed a toy or a candy or a prize or a sweet dream or a good story to cheer them up. So Mim gazed down upon the earth, scanning mountaintops so remote they were hidden in clouds. And there he found a grand toy maker to make children's toys, a regal rabbit to make them candied eggs, and a fairy from the kingdom of Punjum Hailu to leave prizes under their pillows. He even found a sleepy little fellow on a faraway sandy island who seemed to know all there was about dreams. And lastly, Mim brought the children of Earth a lovely lady who would tell them stories.
Named?
I think Mother Goose. Who did you think it was?
I don't know.
Me?
I don't want you to leave.
I won't. But for all the joy Mim brought to Earth, there was one thing he had not been able to change. The children were still afraid of the dark. Although Pitch and his nightmare men were nowhere to be seen, Mim knew that the children still had nightmares. And after all this time, he had never had one himself. Mim thought he would know everything when he grew up. But of course he did not. This growing up is a tricky business, he said to himself. And every day he listened to the lost balloons and watched the children through his telescope and wondered how he could help them. If only I could find them a friend like Nightlight, he thought. And so deep in thought and remembering his friend, Mim kicked a rock and then another, revealing a pile of very bright sand. He stopped and stared. It reminded him of the dream sand that Nightlight had sprinkled over him when he was a baby. Mim laughed to himself and went on kicking rocks. He had an idea. Soon, the moon bots and the moon mice were kicking rocks too, and when the moon mice were so tired that they could hardly hold up their tails, and the moon bots were so creaky that they could barely move, Mim called upon the toy maker and the rabbit and the fairy and the others from Earth to fly up and lend him a hand. And then finally, when everyone was too tired even to complain, the man on the moon smiled and summoned the lunar moths. The bright sand had made the moon 100 times brighter. Now the children of Earth will see the moon's smiling face and know they have a night light to guard them forever, said Mim. And for a moment the distant stars of his mother and father sparkled more brightly than ever before. Mim began to sing. It was an old song, a beloved song, and they all joined in. Night light, bright light, sweet dreams I bestow. Sleep tight all night, forever I will glow. The man in the moon knew then that he would be a guardian to the children of Earth, just as Nightlight had been his guardian long ago, but he would need help. And so he gathered everyone together. Now, my friends, he said, kneel and take this oath. It was much like the one Nightlight had taken long ago, and now it would be their own. We will watch over the children of Earth, guide them safely from the ways of harm, keep happy their hearts, brave their souls, and rosy their cheeks. We will guard with our lives their hopes and dreams, for they are all that we have, all that we are, and all that we will ever be. And so began the guardians of childhood. And for the children of Earth, the night was never again as dark. And
oh, read me the facts.
Well, these are all, we can see a map depicting the journey and adventures on the moon. And we can see where the guardians took their oath and where balloons from Earth go and a fun place that there is to play and how Mim jumps from mountains from here to there and observes things with a telescope there and where the lunar moths meet. And all of this to say, my friends, if you are not familiar with the movie Rise of the Guardians, after listening to this book, you probably should check that movie out. Because you'll know some of the characters from it now. Mm-hmm. And that, our dear good friends, is...
The end.
The end.